Attention. Attention all project management professionals. Are you tired of feeling like a fake PMP? Do you struggle to apply your certification knowledge in real life project management situations? Well, if you're nodding like I am, then you found the right place. You found the right episode, because in today's episode, this is a must watch, because today we're going to unpack real life strategies to avoid being a paper PMP. We're exposing the harsh truth, unfortunately and fortunately, of what it really takes to be a rock star in project management. If you mind if I share a story with you, family, you know, I made an episode back in November, I think it was November 6, 2023, around the whole aspect of how the PMP, there's people out there, including myself, that once someone got their PMP, they didn't do anything more with the information. They just got their PMP and then they go on an interview and the interviewer is asking them all sorts of questions. And then the next thing you know, they don't get the job and they're shocked and surprised. Well, it's because you didn't use real life or real world things. A lot of times people that get their PMP, they're so excited about, you know, the studying process that they went through, the pain, the struggle. Trust me, I've been there. And then to only know that you got your PMP and you can't even get an opportunity, a job opportunity. And then you're tested a lot too when you get your PMP. I used to think like, oh, I get my PMP and now everybody's asking me PMP type questions. Like, so what's the difference between qualitative and quantitative risk? And you like, you don't recall some of that information at times. So today, my goal, my thought process, and if you're new to this episode, is really to unpack today's episode title, which is entitled, How to Avoid Being a Paper Project Management Professional. Again, how to avoid being a paper project management professional, or what we call PMP. Now, let me park here parenthetically, family, and let you know that a paper PMP is somebody that gets their project management certification again, and they're not able to articulate that what they've learned through the PMP into real life. So we're going to give you some good things that you can use starting today. I'll give you tonight to think it over, but I hope the next day that you'll do something with it. Point number one. Oh, I'm being rude. I forgot to introduce myself. Hey, I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks. I'll just keep it simple and frank. That just simply means Ed. I'm going to take you through an 8-point framework that I really recommend that you use. First point, launch a project management YouTube channel. Can't you tell that I eat what I talk about? I truly believe in this. I truly know that by me starting this channel more than a year ago, it really forced me to pick up a couple books that I actually have sitting over here. One of them is, and I'm going to grab it while we live, I had to pick up this book because this came out and this is going to be specifically for CAPM. And then, of course, this is PMBOK 7 or whatever they want to call it. And then, of course, the PMBOK 6. I actually live what I'm talking about. So because I don't want to be considered or what they call a fake PMP. And also, while we're at it, we might as well give a shameless plug to the Magnetic Project Manager. Again, the Magnetic Project Manager, you can pick that up at any of your bookstores. Now back to today's topic. So launch a project management YouTube channel. The reason why I launched my YouTube channel around project management, because this is something I've been doing for more than a decade, and it only made sense to really talk about this. And now it gives me opportunity to really dig into the PMBOK 6 and PMBOK 7 or whatever they're calling this guy. But it really gives me a chance and it forces me to learn new things. As I'm coaching and teaching and training people now, I'm closer to the information than I ever was. So here's an actionable step. You know, develop content strategies that address the needs and interests of your target audience and invest in high quality video. Listen, family, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to get on video. Mm-mm. It wasn't that I was scared or afraid. It was just like, I don't want to do that. They say the number one fear is public speaking. Never had no problem with that. As you can tell that I will speak and talk, but I was just like, I don't know if everybody, you know, I'll just do a podcast. So I was taking the easy way out. So what I recommend, family, actionable step, go and create content around project management, especially if you, after you've gotten, after you received your PMP, because what it's going to do is going to force you to go back through some of that study material that you had to study in order to get your PMP. Point number two, launch a project management mentorship program. Listen, when you develop a mentorship program, this will give you opportunity to pair your experience with more like a junior project manager, and you can give guidance, because a lot of things that you may experience as a project manager, a junior project manager may not experience, and vice versa. So you can actually learn from a junior project manager. I always feel you can learn from anybody. But again, this will give you an opportunity. So again, we want to give you some actionable steps. First thing is define the goal, the structure, metrics for the mentorship program. Make sure those three keys are there. Again, goal, structure, as well as metrics. And also recruit other mentors and mentees from diverse actual backgrounds. Let's move on to point number three. But before we go on to point number three, I want to let you know, family, we will be having what we're calling PMO week. What is PMO week? Well, PMO week is because you follow me, because you've given me opportunity to really do the thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, I want to do something special for you, if you don't mind. I would love the opportunity to talk about my new book called The Magnetic PMO. And in this book, I wanted to maybe do a chapter or two. We'll see how it goes, about some of my recommendations that I've learned over my decade of being in this thing called project management that I know will be useful to somebody. And at the end, we'll see what happens, but we'll play it by ear, because we use agility over here. So we'll see what happens. Well, okay, let's get on to point number three. Point number three, create a project management escape room. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just believe in it so much. Design an escape room experience. I don't know if you've ever done an escape room virtually or on site. It is one of the most, you know, exhilarating things that I've experienced, because you're in a group and you're having to solve problems. You're having to collaborate. So there is no, here, we're going to go over here and isolate myself from the rest of the group. No. The team has to work together, because somebody might be able to point out something that you missed. And this is it's an essence of project management. We always talk about stakeholder management. I'm relating it back to the PMBOK. Stakeholder management. When we talk about stakeholder management, it's so important to have good stakeholder management. So I recommend, as an actionable step, develop a storyline, puzzles, clues, anything of that nature, and blend in some of the project management concepts and best practices, and collaborate potentially with an escape room designer to create an immersive and engaging experience. Now, again, this is going to cost you something, but it still may be worth it for you as you're developing yourself as not being a paper PMP. Point number four, develop a project management podcast. What is that, ED? We know what a podcast is, but let's talk about the project management aspect. I believe in creating a podcast that really truly introduce the project management concept, but making it fun and engaging. As you can see here, I'm always smiling. I'm always excited. You're like, what is this guy thinking? Life. You know, I'm just thankful and grateful that I get to do something that I love, that I enjoy doing on a daily basis. There's two things, you know, project management and personal development are the ones that arrested my attention and kept me moving forward and going forward. So developing a content plan around some of the project management terms that maybe you're not, that you don't really fully have a grasp on. What this does for you is, as you're doing your homework, your research, you're able to articulate it out. You know, one of the things that has helped me a lot along this journey, family, is having the ability to teach. In teaching, it forces me to learn, and forcing me to learn, meaning to make sure I am saying the right things to you, audience, because I want to ensure that we're all on the same page. I want to make sure that if you go to another project management channel, you say, oh, there's nothing like ED out there. So again, I want to make sure that I'm delivering and providing you great and amazing content. All right, let's move on to point number five. Lead by example. I'm living and breathing everything I talk about. I don't give you as they say, sky in the pie, pie in the sky type thing. anything that I'm talking about, I'm literally doing. And I want to thank, again, this is be a special shout out. I'm going to give him another one to Phil, because he's the one that helped guided me on this path. So point number five, lead by example, demonstrate the PMP principles, best practices in your daily work, and setting a positive example for your team members as well as colleagues. Here's a recommendation or actionable step. Consistently apply PMP methodologies, tools, and techniques in your project. But watch this, family. See if you could explain it to somebody that is not even aware of what project management is. Yeah, because a lot of times I feel that we can get so caught up in the artifacts of what this is about project management, but can we boil it down to that if someone never even knew what project management was, that they would understand what it is? Point number six, this is my favorite. Seek out mentorship from an experienced project manager. Listen, family, I told you I have a decade or more in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. But do you know I have a trainer? Do you know I have a coach? I have a mentor in project management? Yes, me. The reason why, family, I have this is because of the fact that I realized that there are certain things that I do not know, and I've been in this game for a while. There are certain things that I want to be able to keep my knowledge fresh. I want to keep learning what is new. Okay, now we're using AI to build schedules, or now we're using AI to build a WBS. But still, what is the why behind of why? So again, if for me, I want to continuously improve. I want to continuously grow. So shout out to my mentor, my coach, trainer, Phil. He has really poured into me to help me grow as a project manager, actually. And he's, again, one of the reasons why I wrote this book, The Magnetic Project Manager, and my second and third book, which is The Magnetic PMO and The Magnetic Apprentice Project Manager, coming soon. So anyway, family, identify potential mentors within your organization, your professional network, your PMP community, and reach out to them to see if you can establish a mentorship relationship. Listen, I believe if you don't have a mentor, a coach, or a trainer, you're playing. Mm-hmm. You're playing with your career. You're playing with, I really want to go to the next level. That's just me. It's subjective. You don't have to go along with it. But I really do believe that if you want to be exceptional, if you want to be great, if you want to be outstanding and amazing, that is going to be important. You know where I'm about to go next. It's going to be imperative that you do get a trainer or a coach and a mentor to help you guide you through this path. Let's move on to point number seven. Participate in project management communities. Listen, it's very important too, family, that when you, because if you're getting, if you find yourself getting away from the information, that's why it's good to be part of communities. Communities are really huge, because if you're in the right community, they're going to want to push you in a healthy way. They're going to say, hey, what have you been studying this week or learning on project management? Is there any tools out there that we need to be aware of? Is there any changes from how projects are being led? So you being part of a project management community is always a great thing, because you get to really learn from people. One of the things I used to do in for my project management communities, when I was looking for a job opportunities, I would say, hey, has anyone been out interviewing? What are they looking for as far as from a leader in a project management? Are they focusing more on soft skills, or are they more focused on hard skills, or is it a blend or a hybrid approach? So again, having a community is going to definitely be strong. Let's move on to point number eight. Again, pursuing continuing education and certification. Listen, just don't stop at your PMP. Just don't stop at your CAPM if you're going at that. Just don't stop at getting your ACP. Find out other things. But wait, here's you know what I normally do at this point. Message, this is very important, family. Just don't get these certifications just to say I got these certifications and I can put them up on LinkedIn, or I can just put it up on my wall. That doesn't mean anything. You know, as my grandma would say, they don't mean a heap of beans. I still don't know what that means, grandma, but I guess we'll make it work. What I'm trying to say to you, family, is even though you go ahead and receive these certifications or these continuing education opportunities, ensure and make sure that you are applying it. You know the motto here. There's no such thing as having knowledge if you don't apply it. So applied knowledge is better than just consuming information and doing anything and not doing anything with it. So I hope you do something with I'm sharing with you today. You know, I have one bonus for you, family, and then I'll leave it at that. And then we'll go through my closing remarks. Develop a strong management brand. If you're really in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you want to develop a project management brand. We talked about YouTube. We talked about podcasts. Maybe you're more of a writer type. Create you a blog. Talk about being able to get your name out there. It's not even just for public standpoint. I want to share a real quick story with you. I remember one time, this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, or maybe even later than that. I can't recall because it's happened to me twice. As I'm going through the interview, I meet with the hiring manager. One of the questions he asked me, am I published? I was like, am I published? What does that have to do with this role? I think you're going to talk. But after I answered the question, I was like, no, I'm not published. And he was just like, okay. So at the end of the interview, I asked him, I said, why did you ask me, you know, I'm curious. I said, why did you even ask me about, am I published or not? What does that have to do with what the whole interviewing process? He was like, because I wanted to see how seriously you were taking your career. And if you were somebody that was committed or interested. I'll leave you with that thought. Let me give you my three closing remarks, family. First one, launch a project management YouTube channel. Again, I talked about having the ability to do your homework and research on case studies, on leadership through video is going to really help improve you as a project manager, so they won't look at you as a paper PMP. Number two, develop a project management podcast. As I stated before, maybe you don't want to be on camera. Okay, now you can take that opportunity and put it in a podcast that can really help and coach and teach the community. And my last and final one, which is my favorite, which I believe if you don't have, then I don't believe you're taking this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, really, truly, seriously, which is seek a mentorship from an experienced project manager, having the ability to know what they've been through. Or as I remember Dan Kennedy sharing, saying, you want to be able to follow the pioneers that have arrows in their back already. Translation, that meaning that you'll be able to learn from those experienced project managers. Maybe you were thinking about taking a shortcut on the PMP, or you were thinking about, hey, I'm going to go after this particular role, but talking and speaking with a experienced project manager will give you a better insight of what you should be doing, not trying to tell you what to do, but giving you an outline and allowing yourself to choose from it. Family, I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. I truly hope that you don't become a paper PMP, that you can learn from some of the mistakes that I've done myself and others surrounded me. Until next time, you know my motto, you know my slogan. I'm out.